Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe.
You know, I realized I had got to a point to where I was doing more crying than playing. And I'm sure it was disgusting to watch because I felt disgusting playing that way. And I just wanted to, you know, lock back in on the game. I understand that, you know, officials aren't perfect. And, you know, I still have conversations with them now, you know, when they miss a call. But it's a completely different conversation.
Here we go.
Monday, May 20th, 2019. Thank you for downloading. And of course, thanks to all my subscribers. Shall we get right into it? Not, of course, we should. Yeah!
Hello!
Hello, Notorious J-A-Y, who responded to my text a moment ago saying, can you give me 10 minutes? I got to go walk the dog. And you said, you've got 50 acres. Let him roam.
Yes.
I technically didn't walk him. I played Frisbee with Tucker, and he's such a good boy. Good boy. He can really run down deep throws with a Frisbee like you wouldn't believe. I need to take a video of it, Jay.
I have to, even though I have a backyard big enough for two dogs, I have to walk them about a mile and a half every day.
Well, they say
just to get the energy out.
Right. Well, that's what you get when you got active big dogs like you do, right?
Yeah, but they're awesome.
You just got done mowing your grass. Is that right?
Yeah. I love mowing the lawn. I don't know why you gave. Well, you have.
I've have, surrendered like, it five, for the moment.
You have 5 acres, right? Yeah, like five. By
the
ten.
Way, 10.
No, 10. I just saw something. The pollen count is up 1.6 higher than it was last year. So that's good news for you and I who suffer from allergies. Anyway.
Luckily, Jay, I really haven't been that bad on allergies in quite some time. In part because when I do mow the lawn, which is not anymore. I would put on a full mask and breather. So I don't, and ski goggles. Ski goggles,
oh my
Jay.
God.
Oh yeah. I'm like one of
You're
the
like
guys.
Hazard. I'm like, you got a hazard suit.
Yeah, I'm like one of the guys in BioShock, one of those video game guys with the full breather. But that said, luckily I have not been too bad for quite a while. I just take Zyrtec over the counter and Nasonex.
And that seems to do the trick. Okay, so you got done, and did you push Mo, or do you have a right?
Wow. I push Mo, and I edge.
Good for you, and you enjoy it.
I love it.
Do tell me why.
Well, I think it was a rite of passage. My other brothers, so like when they became like 12, they had to do it. So I was much later. So when I finally became old enough to mow, it was like, I am now a man. It was like,
right.
It was like being bar mitzvah in the community, but not, I got no money and had no party.
Okay. And if I may ask you to speak for your community, where does your community come down on mowing grass?
I like it. I remember my cousin, who also a member of the community, we used to talk about what we used to do.
Good.
You know what's great about mowing?
When you mow the grass.
I hate breaking leaves, though.
That is a pain in the ass. Mowing grass is great because afterwards you're like, I did something. I did something, and I can look out on my property, whether it's a quarter of an acre or 10 acres, and say, I've done something today. Look at it. And I like to just bask in the ocean of green that is my property. I will oftentimes, as my daughter likes to say, stare at the grass. And she's not wrong. I'll stand there and I'll just let it wash over my eyes. It's damn near a fetish, Jay, is what it is. I have a grass fetish.
I have a deck, and there are some nights when I go and go, look how lush the grass is. I will. My friend, we were talking last week, and we were having a beer, and we were talking about how to get rid of dandelions. And he said, can you realize that 15 years ago, we were talking about how to get chicks?
I know.
We're talking about to get rid of dandelions.
Isn't it
sad? We're a sad, sad man, yes.
Very sad. You know how you get chicks, Jay? You get $1 billion. And once you have $1 billion, the chicks come to you. Did you see the guy, Robert Smith from Morehouse, that gave away the $20 million or $40 million in free scholarships? Do you know he is married to the former Jason Kidd baby mama and Playboy model, not playmate, but Playboy model?
This is going to be in my fuck that guy.
Okay, Hope Dworacek. You were gonna make Robert Smith, not the Vikings running back, your fuck that guy?
We will have to wait
on
why Robert Smith is involved. We call that a tease in the business.
Oh, look at you.
And coming up, Zabin, I will tell you why why Robert Smith is in my fuck that guy.
Okay. Anyway, she is something else. Really?
She's got some miles on her now.
Really?
I'm not saying I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
I'm doing a Google search right now. Her younger photos look better, which people are screaming at the podcast now going, of course the younger ones are better.
But I'm not saying she's not awesome.
She has put herself through what I like to call the Holly Saunders cycle and circle of plastic surgery death. You can clearly see she's gotten that lip treatment that gives her duck lips and almost a Joker-like smile from Batman fame.
And when I'm looking at a photo of her also, now this is not...
Can't you see now the flattening of the face and the elongation of the lips and everything else?
She's a very handsome woman.
She's so good. She's a smoldering brunette, by the way, smoldering brown eyes, smoldering long brown hair.
That's not even Jason Kidd's best work, by the way.
Really?
Jason Kidd's first wife.
You
Jumanja,
like
Jumanja? I believe was her name.
Jumanji? I think that was a movie.
It was something with a J, but she was. Breathtaking's not the word to describe her.
Okay, with Jumana.
Which brings me
to an email I got this week that I forwarded to you.
Oh yes, which was going to be fuck that guy. What's the guy's name? What's his name? And by the way, you are going to be fuck that guy also. And I'll tell you why. Zabin forwards me this email about some dill hole in Orlando who, by the way, sent a 3-paragraph email. That's a dick move right there.
What's wrong with 3 paragraphs? Too long?
I knew this guy was
TLDR. You couldn't read it all?
I knew this guy was a dick because he sent a three-paragraph email. What is his name? I printed it out, Saban. Wait a minute.
Okay, well then go to your printer then.
Brian Fulford. He was a dick. Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
So right, Saban forwards me this email.
All right. Go ahead, read it.
I'm going to read the key part. So, for me to email.
Hold on, Robert Mueller. You don't get to read a redacted portion of the email. Read the whole thing.
Oh, really, Mr. Fung?
Actually, no. No, because he was talking about Game of Thrones.
So then he goes, so anytime you start a sentence, lastly, you've talked too much. And clearly, this guy loves to type, lastly. Really?
Okay. Lastly, how old is Notorious J? He screws up so many names and mispronounces names about as much as my 76-year-old dad, who will butcher a name with no regard for life. I cry laughing at the number of times he makes a mistake. I'm almost ready to make a drinking game out of his segments.
Now, here is where Zabrin should have said, well, he gets a lot more right than he does wrong.
You wanted me to side with you.
No. You had to bebop and scat like you were in Cab Calloway's horn section. Yes, I know it's Duke Ellington, but I like Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway was great.
And your response was, here it is. As for Jay, yes, it's hilarious. He's always just one tick off on something. Fuck you and fuck that guy.
Well, guess what, Brian Fulford? Drink a drink already because Jay fucked up Jumana Kid and called her Jumanji.
Nobody knew what her fucking name
Bing.
Was. Are you serious?
I did. I
no,
corrected
you. You looked it up. You looked it up.
I did not. It came to me.
Yes, you did. Nobody knew who Jason Kidd's first wife was. Whatever.
Okay, I knew it wasn't goddamn Jumanji. That was a fucking Robin Williams movie. So I knew that was wrong.
Jumanji and Jumanji are so far off.
Well,
I'm so wrong.
But Jay, that's the point, is that you're lovingly just a tick off, whether it's Eldridge Woods.
That was three.
Eldridge Tiger Woods or something else.
300.
Okay.
If 3 out of 300, that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good batting average. I'm probably betting like 900 or 800.
All right.
So that's pretty good.
All right. Do you want to shelve the discussion of the free tuition till the end when you can do fuck that guy, or can we talk about that now before getting to your fuck that guy?
Here's why I have a fuck that guy. So that story came out, and I was like, that's the greatest story I've ever heard. Then on Twitter, this black woman posts this. Sell out Robert Smith for paying off Morehouse students' debt.
Oh, my.
He never cared about black people. By the way, the grammar is wonderful. He never cared about black people or plight. Because if he did, he wouldn't have married an old, washed-up, white Playboy bunny whore
who will
eventually get all his money. I read that, Zabin.
And then I read that, goodness.
And I said, I put it in parentheses, we are our own worst enemy. This is where the community, we are our own worst enemy. This is some bitter black woman. Because this man married a white woman.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do.
You know what's unfortunate? That's unfortunate, but also is that too many people are too quick to jump and assume and want to attack people. Because my tweet in response was, cue the lawsuit from someone in the class of 2020 in 3, 2, 1. And a small minority, Jay, of people took that as me throwing shade on the act itself, which was a great act of generosity. It was merely me pointing out that no good deed goes unpunished, whether it's with a potential lawsuit or a black woman throwing shade at Robert Smith. How dare he? He married a white woman. God. This is the society we live in. That's all. I was not throwing shade on the act. It was a wonderful act. And I hope he's got good lawyers, because I guarantee you somebody's going to sue. Somebody just sued the Kentucky fucking Derby over a disqualification they didn't like. You don't think someone's going to sue saying, well, I should have been in the class of 2019, but I was flunked by a teacher and thus missed out? This is a $100,000 lottery ticket for anyone who's got student loans. right?
Gary Big Time Braun put out a tweet about how great it was. And somebody said, and of course, I didn't see this one coming, but I should have.
Oh, boy.
Somebody said, oh, this guy has a background. He's going to profit off this. I'm like, oh, my fucking God, I can't take it anymore. I can't take social media.
It's bad.
This is why I want to quit. But then I see Reuben Foster tears ACL, and everything's right with the world.
Hey, what the
bad
fuck?
Bad things happen.
What
bad
the fuck?
Bad things happen to bad people. And that's, we call that karma.
Oh.
I love that stuff.
Are you saying, like Sheed Wallace, ligament don't lie?
Yes.
Ligament don't lie? Listen.
He shouldn't have been in the NFL again anyway.
What about Kareem Hunt? What about,
Kareem Hunt should not be.
Tyreek Hill? Hey, hold
should
on.
Should not be in
Jay,
NFL.
Jay, shh. Let's take a listen. Can you hear that? That's the sound of deafening silence about Tyreek Hill, who may or may not have broken his kid's arm.
Did you not hear me say they shouldn't be in the NFL either?
I know.
But well, the Reuben Foster thing, I'm sorry. I had to giggle. I'm sorry.
So you do laugh at certain people with severe injuries, whether you make a judgment, a moral judgment, that it's okay
to... Well, when
they
beat up their girlfriends, yeah, I'm going to have to do that. Sorry.
Man, that bitch was lying. She admitted that.
I thought you were going to say, maybe she got lippy.
No, she said she was lying for whatever it's worth. I don't know. All I know is this, and I gave a stern talking to my Redskin fan listeners today on the show, saying, I know this sucks. Everyone was excited, like, oh, he's going to help our linebacking core. I get it. But I don't want to hear the belly aching, the caterwauling. We've got a black cat curse. With the karma with the Redskins will never be right. Blah. Oh, woe is us. Injuries, Jay, are a part of the NFL. And this is just the start. Redskin fans seem to think we're going to catch 1 year in which all 22 of our on-paper projected starters play 16 of 16. How fucking stupid is that to think?
I remember watching in the studio the Ryan Shazier injury real time. That's football.
Yeah. By the way, how good is he doing? Dancing at his own wedding, man. That's incredible.
Right. Didn't you see him lifting weights?
Incredible.
He'll never play again, but I'm just glad he's walking.
Well, he says he wants to play again.
That's never going
to
happen.
But I think that's only to motivate him. Like, I'm going to so overshoot my recovery to just have a nice, healthy, normal life that I'm gonna try to recover to the point of playing football again, when, in fact, if he does try to go on the football field, I'll go run and tackle him myself, if I can, to make sure he does not play football again. Sort of like Arnold Schwarzenegger getting drop-kicked.
In the back. Was that? I could not tell the color of the person who did that.
Don't know.
It was in South Africa, and I rewound it like 10 times just to see. But
somebody
doing something from WWE.
I know. Somebody, though, on Twitter said, and again, this is why social media is the fucking worst. Someone said, looks like somebody sensed a white colonizer spirit and acted according to their instincts. And people rightly attacked that tweet. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Really? There you go. Twitter in a nutshell, Jay.
Well, it's then almost, again, as, dumb as, that, almost as dumb as Kamala Harris's gender. No, I'm going to stay away from that.
What about Kamala Harris's gender?
Oh, no. She wants to have gender pay equal.
Oh.
And it's just a dumb idea. And
well,
I'm just tired of dumb ideas.
Yeah.
But never mind. But if I say that,
it's going to be hard to enforce. You know, the gender gap has been largely disproven by a number of studies. If you control for certain things like job to job, apples to apples, oranges to oranges, like
women make just as much as men
if they're in equivalent positions and having spent equivalent amount of time at the job and have an equivalent educational background, they generally cite that there's virtually no pay gap whatsoever. Now, when you start accounting for, well, I dropped out of the workforce for 7 years to have kids. Well, I wasn't technically a CFO. I was a executive assistant. Yeah, there's going to be a pay gap there. That's life.
Right.
Okay.
Again.
Enough of politics.
So I didn't mean to go there.
Let's let's swerve it back to sports.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
This is your summertime girlfriend. You're Milwaukee. So you seem to think the series is over, as you texted me. I said, if the Bucks make the playoffs, and I might as well have said, if there is no God, you were just,
I texted,
Bucks are going to win.
Did I text, should the Warriors be worried about the Bucks?
Right? No.
Or no, what did I text you? It was
texted me something about the Warriors. No. You texted, I said,
if the Bucks make the finals, wouldn't that be great? And I said, just make the finals? How about win?
And then you said you smell Celtics nuts. No, you smell Lakers Pistons.
I do.
That's what, yeah.
Now, in fairness.
You are smelling that.
Okay. Okay. In fairness, all of this was right after Friday night's Bucks demolition.
Which was an ass-kicking,
ass-kicking like you can't believe. And it was before the Warriors did what they did Saturday night in Portland. So the world was a little bit different because two things happened since that time. One, the Warriors just looked like they can't wait for Kevin Durant to never, ever, ever come back again. That's number one. And number two, the Bucks played a C-minus, if not D game, and got beat in double overtime on Sunday night. So I'm a little bit backed off of the whole look out for the Bucks winning it all thing.
My point, though, I think the Bucks will win the series. So if that happens, where does Giannis rank in Milwaukee Mount Rushmore? He then slides in. Does he knock Kareem out? Kareem was the greatest Buck, right?
Well, if I may, Jay, it's Giannis, not Giannis. So there's another one. Brian Fulford.
Nope. I've actually heard of Giannis and Giannis. So I don't know which one it is.
It's Giannis.
Secondly,
don't you want to take a shot at the last name, Jay? Close
Adam
enough.
Adam Acumpo?
What?
I don't know. Who knows how to say his last name? Really?
A lot of people do now because he has risen to the level of league MVP and won the award gonna.
Answer my question.
Before I get to the question, it is easily one of the toughest names I've ever come across in all my years of broadcasting sports.
Is it tougher than Ali Haji Sheik?
Yes, because that just rolled off the tongue, Ali Haji Sheik. No, Antetokounmpo. Think of a tougher name while I answer your question.
I would love to hear Doc Walker say his name.
Oh, man. I know his name. Freak. That's his name right there. Savage. Freak. That's what Doc would say.
If Doc could not say the coach of Navy.
Antetokounmpo.
Ken Niumatalolo.
There you go. That's the second hardest name in sports right now. Ken Niumatalolo.
But he couldn't. By the way, and his brother played football with Ken Niumatalolo.
Doesn't matter.
And he could not say his name. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Doesn't matter. Spurrier, when he coached the Redskins, couldn't fucking remember his players' names either. That's why he had their names written on the front of the helmet. Yeah. Noble. Brandon Noble. Right. Anyway.
All right.
Hold on. Okay. So, when we're talking about tough names, this young Thai kid at the PGA Championship, his nickname is Jazz. His last name is Jenna Watanand. Jazz Jenna Watanand. People say he and Kiradash Affy Barnrat should team up together in a two-man event and have the most fucked up double name you've ever seen on a scoreboard.
Well, we grew up with Mosi Tatupu.
Mosi Tatupu, that's two words, though.
Last name Tuiasosopo.
Ooh, Marcus Tuiasosopo, yeah.
There was like 15 of them.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. Samoan versus Thai versus Greek. Very tough. Very tough murderers row. Okay, what was the question again?
So, okay, if and when Giannis...
Yeah.
Or the Greek Freak, if he makes the finals.
Foregone conclusion. Bucks in five. Yes.
in the lore of that area.
Oh yeah, where does he rank?
Okay, because the Mount Rush from
Mount Rushmore
from outsider looking in,
Mount Rushmore of Milwaukee sports. Yes. Does that include Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was going to say
all of Wisconsin. What about Wisconsin football?
There's nobody to knock off Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers.
Favre and Rodgers are definitely on the Mount Rushmore.
Robin Yount?
Well, hold on a second. You gotta remember, Jay. Bart Starr.
I was going to say Nitschke, but there's so many Packers.
You could have a Mount Rushmore of Packer quarterbacks if you just kept it to three guys, because nobody's going to put.
Aaron Rodgers bigger than Brett Favre? I think he is now.
He's different,
right?
He's different, and it's complicated. And the next 3 years of Rodgers will define his legacy. He is right now viewed as a prickly son of a bitch who needs to get his teammates onto a boat that rises to a higher level, that he can't just be, you know, Rodgers perfectionist who's always carrying a grudge about something or someone. That's the perception up there. So we'll see. Now, Favre betrayed the franchise. Maneuvered his way out of town under false pretense of retirement, unretired, went to the Jets, then maneuvered around the league's rules to go to the Vikings, where he wanted to go all along, and had two seasons where he packed it up Green Bay's ass tighter than a gallon of Rocky Road ice cream from, you know, Baskin Robbins. So that left a mark, but they still inducted him into the Packer Hall of Fame and the Ring of Honor, and he had plenty of supporters when that happened.
So what is it? Robin Yount,
well,
Paul Molitor?
Molitor and Yount are the two royalty people in Brewer legend. And the third
why can't it be Cecil Cooper?
Racist.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Racism.
Saying.
Racism.
why can't it be Gorman Thomas? No,
okay, stack Cecil Cooper and Gorman Thomas up against Molitor and Yount.
By the way, Yount, still the greatest thing ever, won the MVP in two different positions. That will never be done again.
Oh, yeah, and he was just a ball player, with a big old mustache and just the way he was. I mean, he was 70s alpha and 80s alpha back in the day. Molitor, a little bit more of a pretty boy, a little bit more buttoned up, but still. So you've got those two guys in Brewers history, and, of course, Uke himself as an announcer is up there in the pantheon.
They do love him. That is very true.
So those are the three. As far as Bucks go, obviously, Lou Alcindor, which is what he was named, I think, when he was in Milwaukee.
Yes, he was. He was still Lou Alcindor.
So, and then, of course, Oscar Robertson.
But he was old by the time he got there.
Oscar was pretty revered, though. Let me look
up. But he was old. He was on the ride-along program, as you'd like to say.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Like Cindy,
I'm looking it up right now. They had Oscar Robertson on set when the TNT crew was up there for game one of the series, and he looked great, by the way.
Oh, he does. He's very angry old man.
Oh, J. You might have swerved into one here. Oscar didn't get to the Bucks until his age 32 season, and he played 4 years in Milwaukee after playing 10 in Cincinnati. Yeah.
He was a Cincinnati Royal.
But, look at this. God damn you, Jay. His scoring average when he got to Milwaukee was well below his career. In fact, scoring average, like starting as a rookie, 30, 30, 28, 31, 31, 30, 30, 29, 24, 25. When he got to Milwaukee, he was a 19, 17, 15, and 12 guy. So you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Cottrell knows sports.
Sidney Moncrief is on that list. As great as Bucks ever.
Paul Pressey. Would be another one. Ray Allen, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Not to mention Glenn Big Dog Robinson. Sam Cassell with the alien head.
We'll just say Kareem and Giannis. That's it.
Yeah, well, Giannis is going to be up there. Giannis is such a freakish, lucky find that you get a humble, insanely hardworking European kid who
doesn't care about all the outside shit. He doesn't care about that. I love that about him.
No, and that's the thing. You hit with a foreign player who's not a lifestyle NBA star, as I like to call him. And there's nothing wrong with wanting the lifestyle of, like, I remember one player said, I want to go play somewhere where I don't have to wear socks. And I'm like, well, that's an interesting sort of dividing line. What cities can I get away with not wearing socks all year long?
Not Milwaukee.
Hell fucking no. So anyway, as of Friday night after the Bucks killed the Raptors, I had started this theme from Breaking Bad where Walt finally turns on Skyler and says, "You worried about me? No. You worried about the knock on the door? I am the knock on the door. I am the one who knocks. I am the danger." I was saying that about the Bucks, like they are now the danger. I mean, you've got Barkley picking them to win it all. You've got Nick Wright, who's super Mr. NBA fanatic, picking him to win, if not at all.
I'm not really sure what he is, by the way.
What do you mean?
Is he white or black? I'm not really sure.
I'm going to leave that to you. He's married to a black woman.
He's race neutral.
I guess.
I don't know. I look. He's wonderful on TV. Being funny.
He's good.
Not a fan.
Okay, he's good. Okay, I'm looking at his family right here. Beautiful black wife and kids that also looked beautiful. What are you laughing at?
His family is the prototype for NicksFolks.com. The Nick Wright family. That is, if they had a billboard for NicksFolks.com, it would be the Nick Wright family.
Are you looking at the picture right now?
I don't have to. No, I know what they look like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I already know it. Yeah.
All right, I just.
But anyway,
image search. All right, so back to the Bucks.
Back to the
Bucks.
Yes.
This is a team that they have to have an extraordinarily shitty night, like they did on Sunday, in which Giannis only has 12 points, Bledsoe and Middleton both shoot 6 for 18, and 1 from 6 from 3-point range. Giannis fouls out.
Shit the bed.
Giannis fouls out. The Raptors had to run Kawhi 53 minutes in that game. He had Siakam and Gasol combined for 41, which they don't usually do. And they still took it to double overtime. So in other words, Milwaukee's just the better team, and they're deeper and they're more flexible because they can beat you a number of ways. The big question is, when they have inevitably hit the Warriors in the West, will it be enough? And you think no.
No, even though I love the Bucks bench. By the way, Pat Connaughton.
You like Pat Connaughton, baseball player, right?
Yeah, Orioles guy, but he would never sign. Smart move by him.
Yeah, Orioles are terrible.
We have seen the resurgence of the white guy in the NBA. Have you noticed that?
It's not Jay. My people are not taking the league over. My people.
Taking the league.
You said resurgence. I'm not sure if it's a resurgence.
There was a time where you didn't have that many. It's like black guys in baseball. There was a time when it was like that in the NBA.
Yeah. Well, now you got Tim Anderson for the White Sox, who's promised to make bat flipping great again.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
MBFGA, Tim Anderson, make bat flipping great again. Great.
I love players like Pat Connaughton. I love those players.
Well,
those are my favorite.
Connaughton's fun because he knows his place.
Knows
his role. He gets in there. He's part of the bench mob. And they get in there and they do their shit. They do what they do. And he'll shoot threes. He'll get dunks every now and then. And he just plays like a guy like, okay, here's my 6 minutes. I'm taking it. Let's go. Let's play hard. Which is good. That's team basketball. That's what you want, right, Jay?
That's what you want. And I loved watching Jeremy Lin on the bench. I forgot Jeremy Lin was still in the league.
Isn't that funny?
I didn't know. I was like, Jeremy Lin's still in the league?
Linsanity!
That, by the way, was that the greatest 2 weeks ever?
It was good.
Yes, that was one of the greatest 2 weeks ever.
Right, because basically you had Carmelo Anthony hurt, and the team suddenly was playing team basketball, where Jeremy Lin was igniting guys to share the ball and pass it instead of watching Carmelo drain the air out of the pumpkin one bounce at a time.
Dribble, 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 dribble. Right. 3 seconds, three-point shot.
Right. Carmelo Anthony looked like a game of double dribble, the video game. Bloink, 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 bloink. Double double. You remember that game. But the Warriors are playing great because Draymond Green is finally playing great. And you know what?
Whoa. Draymond Green was playing great 2 or 3 years ago also. This is nothing new.
Draymond Green admitted, Jay, that he was doing too much crying and not enough playing. He said that. He even said that he noticed his son playing little, mini hoop basketball in the living room was flopping. And he told his son, you got to stop watching the league. So Draymond has been great. He also lost 24 pounds, apparently, leading up to the playoffs. He has been tormenting him. And they don't need Kevin Durant not to win this series, not to win at all. They don't need him.
But you're not saying they're better without him, though, right?
I'm not saying that.
Cocky.
But I'm saying they're different, they're more enjoyable, and they may be the same good with him or without him. Does that mean
they're... How good is Klay Thompson, though?
I love that dude. I love fucking Klay Thompson. The big question, here's what's going to be interesting. There's a couple guys who are really good who are about due to get paid big money. Klay is one of them. The other one's Middleton for the Bucks. And they're both looking at max deals because a lot of teams would want to poach him if they could. So are they true max deal guys, your Klay Thompsons and your Chris Middletons?
If you give Chris Middleton a max deal, you're a fool.
They say he's going to get one, period, amen.
The last 3 minutes of the game on Sunday, when he had to be the guy, I believe he had a over and back. I believe they had a 24-second shot clock violation.
It was not good.
If you give Chris Middleton, you're full. Okay. You're full.
All right. Well, what about Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson, different story. He's got two gears. He can play defense. He can create his own shot.
Middleton plays great defense, too. Here's the thing.
I'm not giving Chris Middleton max money.
See, that's what I kind of feel, but everyone I've talked to up there in Milwaukee says, no, it's going to happen. They're not going to let him get out of there. Klay Thompson, though, is not going to be a number one, ever. He's a devastating
number two. And he's okay with that,
number
too.
I know he's okay with that. So the question is, do you pay him that much money, and would he leave to go somewhere else where he might not be as good next to Steph Curry, next to Draymond? And others. How about the fact that Saturday night, as Golden State was just starting to embarrass Portland with this fourth quarter surge, you had guys like Alphonso McKinney giving you 5 points and 9 boards in 21 minutes a run. I'm like, McKinney? Who the fuck is McKinney?
What is the guard that pretty much took over the fourth corner?
Quinn Cook.
Fourth quarter. Quinn Cook, who, by the way, I was like, where the hell he come from?
Right. Jonas Jerebko got 9 minutes of burn in that game, even though he only scored 2 points. It's amazing. And Kevin Looney, or Kevon, I've heard it both ways, Jay, he is now a major contributor for him.
Also talked about someone's going to throw money at him. The NBA is so stupid.
Good league to be a baller in, though.
It is, but there's some people you can look up. Yeah, I'm not going to give that guy this, but don't you have to give the money in the NBA? You can't hoard it. You have to pay.
I don't know what the salary floor is in the NBA, but I know that the NFL, there's a lot of teams that are riding real dirty low on the salary cap. That the NBA or the NFL's salary floor is only an aggregate of 3 years average spending. So you can really dip low and not spend a lot of money on players. Speaking of the NFL, Jay, would you like to comment on the latest Zeke Elliott incident? Have you seen it?
I saw it, and it looked like he was set up on this one. The guy tried to do a WWE move for and a slight
fall
little
over.
Nudge.
Okay. Yes. Did it look like Zeke Elliott was in full faculties and a sober mind.
No, he was on some EDM happy pills.
What was that festival he was at called?
I don't know what it's called, but I know he listened to EDM music, which
right.
I didn't know black people did that either. That's a new one.
I saw your boy Whitlock, who I know you don't like, say basically he shouldn't be going to a place like that because it is where you pop mollies, you yes. drop acid,
yes.
you do all this shit, and he's an NFL running back and a major star.
He doesn't know how to act. That's
what Marcellus Wiley said. Marcellus Wiley said he's trying to do the right thing, just not the preferred thing. That the right thing is don't punch the security guard that you're pissed off at. So he kind of runs, you know, moves into him. But the preferred thing is act like a fucking human being, and better yet, don't even be at a place like that.
Derek Jeter should have what's the word I'm looking for?
Intervention.
Not teach a course, but he should have players come to his house and he should see how sit it's down. Done. Yeah, here's what you do. Here's the book.
And that
Derek
is
Jeter did a lot of shit that we don't know about.
Right. Well, Derek Jeter's MO was when he came to his ginormous house, aka St. Jetersburg, it was called.
Yeah.
There was this lovely wicker basket right by the front door. You put your keys in there and your cell phone, and once you did that, he tucked them away where it was secure and said, okay, welcome to St. Jetersburg. We're going to have a great fucking time. And ain't nobody going to take no fucking pictures of anybody. Nobody's going to get in their car and drive into the bushes. It's all good. Let's party.
And when you leave, you get gifts.
Well, that was when in New York, he apparently would give his sexual conquests. He'd send them home in a town car and it would have a gift basket with like some fresh fruit, an autographed baseball, some flowers.
Greatest athlete we've ever known.
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good, all things considered. Okay, Brooks Koepka, I know you don't really care about the golf per se, but did you see him shut down his girlfriend for a pre-round kiss?
I did not see that. Wow. Because she's very cute also.
Oh, yeah. Jenna Sims is her name.
She's not the number one. That still goes to Ricky Fowler.
Agreed. Allison Stokey, the pole yes. vaulter and yes. track athlete. She's really, really nice. I want to be able to...
Is Brooke Koepka... He's just boring, right? He's
boring,
nothing
but...
to him.
Guess what? He's finding his voice, he's finding his legs, and he's embracing his inner golf heel. He pretty much murdered Brandel Chambly after the round because somebody asked him, what's the most disrespected thing that's ever motivated you? And he said, when somebody said that I wasn't tough. And then there was this awkward silence, and like, who was that? And he goes, I think everyone knows who that was. And it was indeed Brandel Chambly. So he murdered Chambly. He talked before this thing about how easy it was to win majors, just pretty much dismissing everybody else. And I think he's finally figuring out, just be who you are, say fuck it, and not worry about conforming or anything. So I'm a fan of his.
Bubba Watson.
What?
Bubba Watson's a heel.
Bubba Watson is a bit of a whiner and a weirdo.
But he's a heel.
Kinda.
Be him.
He's a crier, though. He's a sensitive crier who, at times, will snap at people, which I don't think makes him a good heel. I want a confident heel, a guy who's going to be like, fuck you, man. Like, I always have this alternate character in my mind of of Brooks Koepka as somebody who would, like, come and kick Jordan Spieth's bag over on the range before their round and then turn back and go, hey, bro.
What?
No, he'd say, hey, bro, your bag fell.
Jordan Spieth's way too nice to say anything.
Of course, Jordan Spieth is a happy little golf nerd. Jordan Spieth is an average athlete who grew up in a country club, and being a pro golfer as good as he is the greatest thing that's ever happened to him. For Brooks Koepka, this is plan C. He was a hockey player as a kid. He got into a car accident, broke his nose. His dad said, you really shouldn't play hockey anymore. Then he loved baseball and wasn't quite good enough at that. So
yeah, there's this thing called a curveball.
Golf, right.
A lot of people.
Golf is plan C, and he's awesome at it. But it's not his true love. So people are having a hard time getting around to it. I don't have any way to get you the link to him rebuffing Jenna Sims. but oh, I really want you to see it too. Can I text it to you?
Was it stiff arm? Was it stiff arm hand or?
Do you have access to your email right now?
Yes, I do.
You do, so I could email you the link.
Yes. By the way, this is the people are listening are loving this.
They are loving this. Why don't you get one more thing in? I'm going to find you the link. I'm going to text it to you right now while we're on the phone. Or does that not work because you're talking to me on the phone?
No, I can get. No, I'd like to talk about the Nationals, how they are not that much better than the Orioles.
Boring.
And that's saying something.
Do you really want to talk baseball and bring everyone down?
Who how doesn't about, want to talk baseball? Really? Oh, we can't talk baseball?
Let's see. Not, everybody.
Not a fan?
No, I'm a fan. I was reading how they're throwing sliders more nowadays. Everything's sliders these days.
Here you go. That's big. Okay.
Are you now officially bored? Do you want to rip on Drake just a little bit while we're waiting here?
I hate what's the
I know
point?
You hate Drake. Yeah.
But how do you not love baseball? Gee, well, you do come from the lost generation. I keep forgetting.
Did you
and
see?
For those of you don't know, Zabin did not grow up with baseball, so he does not like it.
Right. Did you see the Preakness with the horseless rider?
Or did.
The horseless rider, the riderless horse.
What would have happened if that horse would have won?
Disqualified, apparently. You can't. Okay. You cannot win the race without a rider.
I almost went to the Preakness. Instead, I went to Wine in the Woods in Columbia, Maryland.
Really?
I think I made the right choice. Yes.
That must have been outstanding. Scarlett Johansson's getting married for the third time.
Colin Jost.
What does she see in that guy?
I think he's funny. I like the SNL news.
Okay. He's pretty generic, though.
He's kind of funny. I think he also came from Harvard, and I think he's a one of those smart Harvard dudes. So
what do you make of arguably the hottest woman in the world? And I think ScarJo is flawless.
ScarJo is up there. Yeah. Well, Siciliano said she smokes like a chimney.
Yeah. Well, there's gum for that. You just tell her to go outside, air it out, and then get some gum and we'll be good.
ScarJo is.
Yeah,
she's still throwing in the mid-90s with late movement, still.
with late breaking action and multiple arm angles, right?
Yes. She's been married three times.
Well, this will be the third.
No, I didn't know that she was. I don't even remember her being
Ryan. Well, she was Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Who, by the way, marries up.
Ryan Reynolds would make such pretty babies with Scarlett Johansson. That pretty much, if you stared at their babies, you would turn into stone, I'm thinking.
Ryan Reynolds went from, he dated Alanis Morissette, then he dated and married Scarlett Johansson, and, oh my God, what's his wife's name now?
Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
Jay, you're asking me to look up multiple things. I finally found.
Okay, so I finally found
the viral video clip, and here it comes to you in 3, 2, 1. Let me know when you see this. Brooks Koepka walking to the course. He's got the fat state trooper by his side. Jenna Sims is walking with her.
God, by the way, Jenna Sims is at smoke show.
Look at how she goes in. Jay, get the telestrator like your Tony Romo and rewind and show it. She goes in. He backs off. And what's her next move?
And then she goes in a hump and walks.
Oh! Total sharp turn away where she then starts walking further away from him.
And it's one of those, oh, give me a kiss. And he's like, I'm here doing this. Oh, baby, come on, kiss me. I'm about to go golf.
Baby, no. I'm kissing the trophy first and then you. That's how that's the order today. Don't get in my head here.
What happened to Brooks that night?
People have said she will bring that up 5, 10, 15 months from now, whenever she needs to. Well, you had to humiliate me. I went viral, you know. People think I'm a bitch now because of that. Thanks, All I wanted was a little kiss. Jeez. Now, he did kiss her nice and sweet after he won. On camera, right there.
Is this a work? Because she's smiling like it might be a work. Ooh, I do love how she just turned away. It might be a work because she's got a little smirk on her face,
too. Look at the folded arms.
Yeah.
I mean, that just says, okay, you made me feel like shit. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Do you see what I wore for you?
And Brooks Koepka's like, yeah, you better. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. I'm no schlub. I'm not some lumpy heron out here. I'm a good-looking dude. In fact, I called him the dopey Chippendale dancer of the PGA Tour because that's kind of what he looks like. All right, you ready for FTG? Because the game has already started. I'm making you miss game number four.
I gave my FTG, the black woman.
Oh.
Who, yeah, that's my fuck that guy. It was either going to be that him or the guy from Orlando.
Oh.
Or you.
I got one coming up here. Hold on a second. Here's the opener.
For bebopping
and
not
a good guy. Yeah, I love that. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, your two fuck that guys go to Brian Fulford in Orlando and to the woman who scolded good old Robert Smith, billionaire, for paying everyone's mortgage, paying everyone's tuition.
And third, Steve Zabin for bebopping and scatting.
Okay, I deserve it.
You know what?
I deserve it, and I'll wear it. It's
there
fine.
You go. Okay.
I'm not too big to wear an FTG whenever it gets thrown at me. My FTG goes to one... David Benioff and whatever his first name Weiss is, the showrunners for Game of Thrones, who just basically gave up on the series in season 7 and 8 and delivered a shit sandwich to fans who were so into the show for 6 seasons. They are going to look back at this series and the last 2 seasons and say, you know what? We really fucking mailed it in. I kind of wish we had put more oomph into the writing because it kind of marred the whole show. I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, but I've compared the last 2 seasons to the Robert California seasons of The Office.
Which I was going to ask you because I saw a lot of disappointment on the interweb about the last episode.
Yeah, and the last episode sucked. It's getting worse.
Something that I know.
Yeah, it's getting worse every day as I think about it. Now, did I watch the Robert California unfortunate 2 years of The Office? I did, because I wanted to suckle out of that every nugget and morsel of Dwight Schrute and Creed and Stanley Hudson as I could, but it was not good. Just like
when they brought that woman from the British woman, that just killed everything. She
was the Jar Jar Binks of American situational comedy. The worst.
She was the Oliver from the Partridge Family, Cousin Oliver.
She was Poochie the dog in Itchy and Scratchy parlance. So to Benioff and Weiss. To Benioff and Weiss.
She was Scrappy Doo.
To Benioff and Weiss, fuck those guys. You're going to look back and say, we really blew it in the last 2 seasons. Otherwise, Game of Thrones is over. Our watch has ended. Jay, I'm going to let you go. What?
What are you going to watch now? Wait a minute. What's your show now? You got to have something to watch.
Well, I still have to watch The Wire, and I've been told Billions currently is worth watching.
Got to watch The Wire. Got to watch The Wire. I know. I could not recommend anything any hot.
Yeah. Roy Wood Jr. tweeted that still the greatest throne of all time was the orange couch that was sitting outside the projects in The Wire. You know that orange couch?
Yeah. I know that orange couch, yes.
All right, Jay, let's go watch the basketball game, you and I. Thank you as always, and we'll talk next week.
I will talk to you next week.
There you go.
Now.
That'll do it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. Download and subscribe if you would like to Friday's podcast edition. Get the app. It's quite convenient and absolutely free. Email zabe@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter as well, @Zabe. Tell a friend. And hang with me as I get my schedule legs under me now with these new projects coming online. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.